I've been a supporter of the need for the United States to ratify this treaty for quite a while now. And generally, at least one or I or somebody on the judiciary, not judiciary, sorry, the Armed Services Committee asks the military people whether we should join UNCLOS, and the response has always been, yes, we should. And what this treaty does is it basically lays out the parameters, you know, regarding the territorial and exclusive economic boundaries of what countries can claim as their own. And then if there are disputes, it provides a framework to settle these disputes.
And so what's going on in the world right now that made you want to bring up this issue at the present moment?
Both China what they're doing is they're basically building islands off of atolls in the South China Seas, and there are a lot of concerns about what they're doing in that part of the world. And so you have China doing various things that can interfere with free navigation, freedom of the seas, and then you have Russia trying to lay claim to various resources in the Arctic. And they both are members of UNCLOS. So the reality is that when there are disputes, one can go to an international tribunal. As the Philippines did, they went to The Hague, and China refused to participate. And when we, the United States, wanted to attend, we were not able to attend or participate in any way because we are not party to UNCLOS. In spite of the fact that there may not be legal remedies to the decisions, what happens is that you have the other members of UNCLOS who are able to take collective action to enforce the decisions of the tribunal.
Well, everyone out there listening might remember from civics class that for a treaty to be ratified in the United States, it has to be signed, which UNCLOS was in 1994, but mm-hmm. then it also needs to be ratified by two-thirds of the U.S. Senate, which is
yes.
the body in which you serve. And so that was 25 years ago that the treaty was signed. Why do you think that hasn't happened yet in the Senate?
It's a mystery to me at this point because it's been a long time. And since then, believe me, both China and Russia have been very aggressive in what they're doing for Russia in the Arctic and for China in the South China Seas. So the times, they have changed. And we need to be part of this, this treaty so that we can play what I hope would be a leadership role. And as I mentioned, even if an international tribunal finds for a country such as or for the Philippines, they do not have there's not a mechanism for enforcement. And so enforcement happens when other parties, other countries to the treaty take collective action. And since we are not part of the treaty, it makes it very difficult for us to weigh in. And when the United States weighs in, I think it makes a difference in terms of the enforcement of the decisions.
I know there have been a few efforts over the years in the Senate to bring this to a vote for ratification. Do you have any idea about the arguments that were made against even taking a vote, let alone voting in the affirmative?
One that I'm aware of is that there are some who believe that somehow the United States would be giving up some kind of sovereignty rights by being a part of this international treaty. But as I say, if we don't like what is happening, there is a legal mechanism for resolving these kinds of disputes.
Your co-sponsor in the resolution to bring this to a vote is Senator from another coastal state, Alaska, Lisa
mm-hmm.
Murkowski. What do you think the significance of this convention is to coastal states, and particularly Hawaii?
Well, clearly we want to see the freedom of the seas. And when China is setting up a system where they're laying claim to a large part of the ocean in that part of the world, that's not freedom of the seas. China is what we call a near-peer competitor, as identified in the National Defense Strategy, as is Russia. And so what China is doing in the our part of the world is of major consequence to us. And as you may know, that China is very much involved in the Pacific Island nations and getting in there with money and all kinds of ways to gain a foothold in Oceania. So that's a concern. And then, of course, for Russia, it's the Arctic, and that is a major issue for Alaska. That is why this particular bill that I introduced in the Senate, along with Lisa Murkowski, is co-sponsored in the House by Don Young of Alaska.
And what's the significance of it being co-sponsored in the House? Is any action required in the House to get this ratified?
No, but I think it's very important for the House to be aware of the realities of the situation in the South China Seas and in particularly in the Arctic. The more we become aware of the changed realities, the better.
We've talked a little bit about the national security aspects of this, but the treaty also deals a lot with economic issues, fishing
mm-hmm.
rights,
yes.
deep sea mining, that sort of thing. Would there be any changes to U.S. ships or U.S. Companies operating in the maritime environment if the United States was to officially ratify the treaty and become a party to the Convention on the Law of the Sea?
Basically, we subscribe to the freedom of the seas that's outlined in UNCLOS. And so we often have a presence in the Straits of Hormuz, for example, and other places to indicate that we have no intention of not making sure that you know we consider outside of the 200-mile economic zone to be not any country's prerogative or right. And so we make our presence known in that way. But as I say, there are other aspects to UNCLOS that would be beneficial to us. For example, we would actually have a seat at the table when certain disputes come before a tribunal.
And you mentioned that earlier, and so it sounds like in a lot of ways where the United States is abiding by the terms of the treaty but doesn't have any of the benefits in terms of enforcement and dispute resolution that come along with full membership.
I'd say that pretty much encapsulates our situation. And so the way I look at it is, I would like to hear the articulation in a very real, factual way, those who oppose us joining UNCLOS, versus the military. All of our military brass have been very clear that they support our joining UNCLOS.
And what's your sense, Senator, about chances for success in the Senate, where I know your party's in the minority right now, and that puts you at somewhat of a disadvantage in terms of moving legislation?
We're going to do our best. Yeah, this is one of a number of issues that I would love to move, and most importantly right now is that we should call Senate back so that we can vote on the gun legislation that had already been passed by the House. There are so many issues like this that should be brought to the floor of the Senate, which Mitch McConnell refuses to do as he is so committed to packing our courts. But that's a whole other story.